Thank you. Welcome to our conference call and a Happy New Year to all of you. For us, it was a Happy New Year, and we are glad to announce the first new acquisition after 3 years. We think we found an acquisition opportunity that will create value for our shareholders because it offers a lot of opportunities. It was a tough competition until the final end, but we were successful due to our strong balance sheet and our professional partner, ECE. A10, the shopping center, will be the 17th shopping center in our portfolio and the third out-of-town location. It was originally opened in 1996, and a new development started in spring 2008, but construction works stopped in late 2008 for unknown reasons. In consequence, in summer 2009, the former owners went into insolvency. So the first main target is to finish this new development, and the opening is scheduled for spring 2011. The center will comprise 120,000 square meter leasable space, so including the A10 triangle. There are 66,000 square meter retail space, plus entertainment, restaurants, services, and a gas station. And it is one of the biggest shopping centers in Germany. Currently, the shopping center has about 120 shops, and including the A10 triangle, we will have 180 shops from next spring onwards. The occupancy rate is at 100% for the current shopping center. The triangle was already leased 85%, but now we have to start again because most of these lease contracts expired. Parking around 3,600 lots currently, and after the new development, we will have 4,000 there. It has a very strong catchment area. Around 1.15 million people live in 45 minutes driving distance. Due to the insolvency and the stops of the construction works, they lost a lot of traffic last year, but still 20,000 visitors come to the shopping center every day. Some impressions of the center. It's a huge building with a number of opportunity optimization potential, but it also needs a quality uplift, particularly in the mall. It's located. It's located in the southeast of Berlin, directly at the highway A10. Retail in Berlin is the major competitor, but as you can see on this slide, there's almost nothing to the east and to the south, so only 16% of the visitors today come from the southeastern districts from Berlin, and 84% from the east and the south. The new International Airport Berlin, which will open 2011, will offer 40,000 new jobs in close vicinity of the center. Catchment area excludes most parts of Berlin due to the competition, but nevertheless, 630,000 people live within 30 minutes driving time, and within 45 minutes there are another 500 people that can reach this shopping center and will visit the shopping center. The center has a lot of large units, for example, a Real hypermarket of 20,000 square meter and a Bauhaus do-it-yourself market with another 20,000 square meter, a Karstadt Sport, a Peek & Cloppenburg, a CNA, H&M, and so on. But it still needs a lot of smaller shops. The layout of the center can be seen then on the next slide. That already includes the triangle development. Today, the center follows the bone concept. So on the right side, you have the hypermarket and the do-it-yourself market. On the left side, you have the electronic market and the Karstadt Sport. The new development with a V shape creates a triangle mall from next year's on. The triangle building works start immediately, today and will be completed next spring. Some of the existing tenants will move into the triangle to get larger stores, for example, H&M, than they have now. And about that, we will get a lot of smaller new shops that are required for that location. In total, 60 shops in the triangle. We will also refurbish the mall and expect some restructurings within the current tenant mix. As already mentioned, Deutsche EuroShop bought 100%. It was an asset deal. Economically, it will become effective from probably March onwards. The total investment volume amounts to 265 million euro, 205 million euro for the existing center, including auxiliary costs and the raw construction of the triangle, and 60 million euro will be used for the triangle building and parking, plus the refurbishment in the existing center. This will be financed through 43% equity and 57% debt. There is a 150 million euro loan in place from DG Hüb for 10 years. The interest rate was not yet fixed, but the loan contract was signed. We expect rents per year from 2012, which will be the first full year after the of operation after the new development, of 19.4 million euro. The current annualized rent amounts to 14 million euro. So the expected gross yield equals 7.3%, and we expect a net initial yield of 6.5%. That's in short what we worked on the last 3 months. Thanks for listening, and I'm happy to answer your questions now.
Our first question comes from Andre Remke with UniCredit. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good morning and happy new year to you all. Maybe some questions on that. First question is, as you bought the center from an insolvency situation with a yield of 6.5, what do you think would be a kind of fair yield without such a distressed situation right now? And maybe an additional one on that, on the valuation, when will we probably see a first time valuation by your own appraisers? Will this take place already at the end of 2010 or maybe following the enlargement in next year? That's the first question.
Thank you for that question. I mean, it's speculation what the fair price will be. So we expect that there will be some value uplift, but until then, a lot of work has to be done because the construction works when you go there for more than a year. This construction work stopped. So there is a lot to do, and that will create value. I think as it is, it seems to be a fair price for what we currently acquire, but there is some opportunity not only with the triangle but also with the current rent level, which is between 100 and 130 euro per square meter a year. So there is some uplift potential that could be lifted within the next years. As far as the valuation question is concerned, as usual, we will value that by the end of the year through external values.
By the end of this year?
Yeah.
Okay. Then a question for this investment, could we expect a further kind of capital injection soon, or is it needed for maybe the additional investment of 60 million?
Well, as you know, this is always a topic with Deutsche EuroShop. That's part of our business. We were able to finance that in the first place.
Okay. Without any capital injection?
Right.
Okay. Did I get you right that the financing costs are not already fixed, the
no.
150 million?
Well, the interest is not yet fixed, but the loan contract is in place, and we expect by the end, depends on when we really have to pay that, that we come up below 5%.
Yeah, but you already fixed the margin on that.
Yeah, that's all fixed. Only the interest rate now, the final interest rate has not been fixed.
Yeah, okay. So now last question, what is the reason for the 43 equity stake instead of usually using 50% as the pure size of the investment, or what is the reason behind this? Or could it change going forward?
That has no special reason. That is that it came out of all the negotiations we took, and one day we said, well, we take 150 million on that.
Okay. Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our next question will come from Thomas van der Meij with Kempen. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Thomas van der Meij, Kempen & Co. A few questions from my side, if I may. Could you indicate what the initial yield is on the standing assets and also the yield on cost on the development?
Well, the initial yield, as you can see, we gave the gross yield, that is roughly 7%. But there is no initial yield that is mentionable, because currently it is in a situation where a lot of service charges cannot be charged to the tenants, because the new development is not an extension, but only a new building, a new restructuring, and part of the shopping center or part of the leasable space was closed down to get the permission to build a new 11,000 square meter sales surface building there. And that's why the amount of non-recoverable service charges is quite high. That will change when the new development is open, when we have changed the lease contracts. So the leasable space today is also 120,000 square meter, but on purpose some of that space is not used, but the service charges on that space that is not used are treated covered by the current owner. So we start with a initial yield that is not meaningful. That's why we started with this, or we published the initial yield after finishing of that new development. So it's a 7% gross yield.
It's an initial 7% gross yield today. Okay, that's helpful. And to get to the expected initial yield in 2012, do you take any reversionary potential into account for the shopping center?
No, not at all.
Okay, is there any reversionary potential?
There is.
Could you indicate a specific number for that?
No. That will be the surprise for the future.
Okay, they were all the questions. Thanks.
We now move to Gia Kandas with West LB. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Kandas, your line is open for your question.
Yeah, sorry. The question is this a shift in strategy as you have now moved to acquiring a shopping center which is not an inner city location? And the second question is on tenant optimization. You said that there are some tenants that would normally not suit to the shopping center or the ECE requirements. When do the current rental contracts expire, and how quick can you do this optimization?
Well, it's not a strategic change, as it fits into that what we already have with Main-Taunus-Zentrum and Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum. And you may remember that we always said there are some locations within Germany of out-of-town locations that are attractive, not very many, but this always belonged to that. We looked at it already in 2007 when it was sold to the former owner, but at that time the prices were not in the range where we would say yes. So it is not a strategic change on that side. And secondly, the expiration profile of the current lease contract is in a way that we can renegotiate a lot of lease contracts within the next 2 years.
Okay, thank you.
The next question will come from Laurent Saint-Aubin with Aurel. Please go ahead.
Yes, sorry, I have no question anymore. Happy New Year, Mr. Boyger.
Thank you. Okay. Happy New Year to you as well.
Right.
Are there any other questions?
Operator?
Operator?
Okay, it appears this gentleman stepped away for a moment, so we move to the next question, which will come from Burkhard Zawadzki with Commerzbank. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Just a few questions left for me. The first question, you mentioned that there was a pre-letting quota of 85%, which helped the decrease over the last month. Could you give us the current status? Second question would be, from this around 60 million additional capex for the expansion of the shopping center and the refurbishment, could you give us an indication what relates to the refurbishment work? And the third and last question would be, you also indicated in recent earnings calls that you're looking at other distressed situations that there are further deals currently negotiated in the market. Would you currently rule out a further acquisition in the course of the year, or would you say no, that is it now for the time being?
Well, that's a typical analyst question. When does the next property?
sorry for that. I was looking in the future.
We are optimistic that other opportunities will arise during 2010, but it will take some time there. But so we want to move forward certainly. As far as the current status, lease status is concerned, it is take zero. We can renegotiate anyhow. We can renegotiate all these contracts, even if they are not yet expired, these pre-letting activities, which is an advantage.
Okay, so...
You start with zero.
Okay, you start from the scratch, but nevertheless, you would say you feel very optimistic that you can reach a 100% occupancy level until 2011.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And the portions, there was one additional question. Out of these 60 million, about 10 million is for refurbishment and maintenance that needs there.
And you think that this is so then you feel that you have a new state of the art shopping center which meets the needs of consumers today.
Yes, state of the art might be a little bit exaggerated. It's a process that takes a couple of years, because also shops where you can't get into and refurbish them that takes some time. But we did that in other centers like Montana Center, also step by step. But that is for the first phase until 2011.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The next question will come from Vishal Lakhani with Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Happy New Year, gents. Just a quick question on the particular competition for this asset. Was there any competition? Do you know if anyone else was looking at it, or were you sort of given first refusal to have a look?
No, it was a competition within a handful of potential acquirers, but we have very big advantage that we were already looking at that in 2007, so we knew perhaps a little more than others, and so we were a little quicker than the others. And the problem certainly was that also from the seller side, it was very, very important to get an acquirer who is able to realize that new development in very short period of time. And this advantage we had in the end, because we can start today with it. We don't need any additional time to plan how we will realize that. We have already a construction company in place.
Brilliant. Okay. And that's fine with that question. Could you provide a quick gauge on the current occupancy cost ratio for the existing center?
No, I can't give you that because it's an unusual center. There are only one-third of the tenants that have to supply their turnover results.
Okay.
So we don't have a clear picture on the turnover level, at least in a formal way.
Okay, and my final question, and Thorne may have, I think you sort of you briefly touched on it earlier, but could you provide a gauge on the rents on the current center versus your rental expectations on the triangle development of the center?
I could, but I don't want to because that is speculation. We have to realize that it's a lot of work that has to be done, and be surprised on that.
Okay, and sorry, just one quick final question.
It's 130 million. It's 130 euro per square meter in year. Within the center overall, it's around 100 euro per square meter in year, whereas on average we are 250 to 300 million.
Okay.
250 to 300 euro within our portfolio. So there is some uplift potential.
Okay, and sorry, just one. This is definitely the last question. Did you touch on the margin on the loan early in the call? What margin you're going to be paying?
No, but it is between 110 and 120 basis points above swap.
Brilliant. That's it. Thank you very much, guys. Cheers.
We now move to Stefan van Weren with Peter Kem. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Congratulations with this beautiful transaction. Two questions, short ones. Why haven't you put it in a joint venture with, for instance, EC or any other third party? And if you start to fix the financing for this loan, do you tend to go more into the 10-year duration or more in a shorter term in order to suppress some of your average interest cost? That's all.
Well, we tend to fix it for 10 years, the loan. And why haven't we done it in a joint venture? We discussed that, but in the end we decided to take it all because then we don't have discussions whether it's advantageous to have a joint venture partner on that. So we were able to take it in full, and that's why we did that.
Okay, makes sense. Thanks.
The next question will come from Kai Klose with Berenberg Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Well, yes, good morning. Kai Klose from Berenberg. Just two quick questions. The first question is, what is the lease length in the old mall of the tenants? And the second question, you have chosen, again, ECE as a shopping center manager. Do you pay the same fees that you're paying also for the other portfolio, for the other assets in your portfolio?
Well, it's always the same procedure with ECE, yes. And the average length, lease length term, I honestly can't answer because we have looked mainly on first where we can get through very early, and that's about 40% of the lease contract where we can renegotiate that within the next 2 years. We haven't calculated the average lease length term because it was not a criteria for us in our decision.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. Please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Our next question will come from Dieter Hein with Fair Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I have three questions. Firstly, will you consolidate the new shopping center from January 2010 onwards? Second one, or if not, when will you consolidate it? Second one is a follow-up. I'm not sure that you excluded a capital increase into the future to fund the new investment. Can you exclude it or not, or is still a capital increase possible? And third question, from my side is, you joined with us in the past your expectations for the current year on an operating business 11. Can you give us such target range for revenues and EBIT for the current year, including the new shopping center?
Well, consolidation takes place when we really get that. That is a question of a formal way, because there are some preconditions that have to be fulfilled. Formal ones like the preemptive right of the community to purchase that and stuff like that. I mentioned that we expect to take over economically, to consolidate that from March onwards. There is a slight chance that we get it already in February, but we say March should be achievable on that. As far as the capital increase is concerned, that your question, we never exclude that because it's part of our business. And the revenue guidance will be for 2010. I mean, there is some revenue guidance in place, and we will give new revenue guidance when we publish our preliminary figures for 2009.
Okay, thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next question will come from Jochen Rotenbacher with Equinet. Please go ahead, sir.
Rotenbacher, Equinet, good morning. I'm sorry, all my questions have been answered.
Very good, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you find that a question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Our next question will come from Alexander Hendricks with Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Well, thank you for sharing with us how to cancel questions. I'm also running out of questions. There's one left just on the loan. Do you have agreed to any covenants? And then if yes, which I assume is the case, are they as they were typically, like debt service coverage between 110% and 160%?
Yeah, no, there is no covenant on that.
Not even a...
No.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question will come from Ralf Grönemeyer with SQR. Please go ahead.
Yes, wonderful, and well, Happy New Year to you, all of us. Quick question just on the rental level again. Somehow probably I missed that. You say you have about 120,000 square meter all in all. At the end of your renovation, you're looking at 66,000 for retail, and that means 54,000 the rest. You also mentioned something like 100 to 130 euros square meter per year, which is currently rented. Now, my question is, could you give us a split of the current rent, where what you currently get for retail space and for non-retail space, and what you expect to get once you have finished your renovation?
Very good question, but I can't answer that in detail because I don't have the figures here on my table there. Sorry to that. I have these average figures of 130 on the center, but that also includes all other kinds, not only retail,
exactly,
of these 66,000 square meter, but services and restaurants and stuff like that. And
the cinema, I think.
Well, and the cinema, but overall it's 100 euro per square meter. The cinema, that stuff is far below 10 euro
exactly
in month.
So would it be fair to say that you, on the retail space, probably will get already something very close to your typical or...
No, within the center, the center is not only retail, that's also okay, services, restaurants and stuff like that, and there we have got 130 euro per square meter and month.
Well, that's something I understand.
Yeah?
Okay, good. So we have just to wait until we get surprised. Thank you, and again, Happy New Year.
Same to you.
We now move to Nadia Hu with UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Berg. This is Nadia. I just have a quick question. I just wonder, since you just mentioned that you look at this center back in 2007, and now you acquired it, may I ask, what is the discount that you paid compared to the price back then?
Well... I can't answer that.
Well, I hope you're buying cheaper, for sure, right?
It's an insolvency, and for the owners was not the best business they did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a final reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. We now have a question from Stefan Wolnick with HSH Nordbank. Please go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Berger. Last question. Can you give me some hints regarding the distribution of cash flow for the investment costs for the extension? And maybe will we see some of the costs in the P&L in the next quarters?
Well, the 205 million will become effective within the next 2 months. And the remaining is split over the next 12 to 13 months, or 15 months from today's perspective then.
And it's distributed
over time. Over time.
Yeah. And will we see some of the investment costs in the P&L? Like, yeah, as far as I remember, you did it for some investments in the past.
Currently, almost all of these are charged to the valuation results, so not in the operating result, and that will be treated the same way now here in this case.
Okay.
But if and what amount is charged to P&L valuation result, I can't answer yet.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would like to hand the call back over to management for any closing remarks.
So thanks for listening, for the interesting questions, and hope to see you soon, all of you. Goodbye.